and welcome to an emergency breaking news edition.
Bob, it's a fucking emergency!
From the top rope.
Holy shit!
I'm your host, Robbie Fox.
What the fuck?
With me is my co-host, Jared Carabas.
Jesus Christ! Kurt Angle! Sierra!
Breaking news. Kurt Angle will return to in-ring action and replace Roman Reigns in the main event of WWE TLC, and AJ Styles will now fill in for Sister Abigail and battle the demon
Delta.
Finn Balor.
I'm just showing out Greek letters right now. I cannot fucking believe this. This is... All right, so... Hold on.
Before you go on your rant, let me tell everyone why. So apparently this is viral meningitis going around the WWE locker room.
Which is no joke, by the way.
No joke. Somebody tweeted you it killed somebody.
Yeah, no. It was a text message.
Oh.
In my rant video, which you can find on Barstool Sports and the From the Top Rope Twitter account, which is From the Top, I was giving Roman Reigns shit for the sniffles. I take that back. If it's viral meningitis...
Yep.
That's not good. Want that.
Actually bad, as Chaps would
actually
say.
Bad.
So this has thrown TLC into a fucking frenzy, a tailspin, and it is ruining two things. It is ruining their...
Three things.
Reunion of the Shield.
Three things.
Okay. I have two. The reunion of the Shield and Kurt Angle's in-ring return.
Yep.
What is your third?
My life.
Oh, okay. True. Your life. So viral meningitis. Fuck off.
Yeah. Viral meningitis needs to cease and desist. Why? I mean, this is going through the locker room now. I saw your blog.
Reports came out that Bray Wyatt, JoJo, and Bo Dallas all had it.
Correct.
And that's why they've been off TV, because all of them have been gone. And I think you even said, like, where's Bo Dallas?
Yeah.
So that's why they're gone. And now everyone in the fucking locker room has it. Roman Reigns has it. Bray obviously has it. It's just going around. This is so fucking strange. This is a bad way to handle this, by the way. Like, the AJ Styles fill-in...
All of this is bad.
...is like whatever. But the Kurt Angle fill-in, whose call was that?
Why would you ever do this? Kurt Angle is a Hall of Famer who basically is... I mean, that would have been a huge draw for WrestleMania, his return match, and you're making his in-ring return as a fill-in for Roman Reigns at TLC to be part of the Shield? Like, that's how you're bringing Kurt Angle back? Obviously, I'm not saying, like, oh, this sucks that it's Kurt Angle. I would love to see Kurt Angle in the ring again.
Of course.
But as a fill-in for Roman Reigns in a 5-3 handicap, what the fuck? Why? You could pick fucking Jason Jordan if you wanted
to. No, what you do in this fucking situation is you go, oh, fuck, this is really bad. You know what we have to do? We have to call somebody up from NXT right now.
Or if it's like, if Roman Reigns is sick, literally in real life sick, and cannot perform, professional wrestling, everybody, is not real. So you know what you should have done? Be like, fuck, Roman Reigns is sick. I guess we gotta go at just us. You don't need a fucking replacement. They were already going 3-5.
5-2 is tough.
It is. So is 3-5. If the whole angle is supposed to be like, and then you can change the finish. You can change the finish to, if the Shield was gonna go over, now you can have these fucking monsters beat Seth and Dean.
You could change the finish in
Why
that sense.
Why Kurt Angle? You don't need
Kurt Angle. Putting Kurt Angle in this spot is one of the dumbest things ever, and I'm sure the people that have tickets to this show might hit us up and be like, hey, we're happy about it. Of course you are. You're happy about seeing Kurt Angle. This is such a dumb decision.
It's
like
a
you
waste.
Said, fucking put Jason Jordan in that spot. Put anyone. Kurt Angle, like...
Put no one.
Kurt Angle is going to be face-to-face with Braun Strowman on Sunday, which is cool when you think about it. Like, oh, Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman, star of the past, star of
now.
It's
a waste.
But it's in a fucking 5-3 handicap match featuring, like, the Shield. What are they doing?
That he's, like, not even personally involved in this feud
not
whatsoever.
At all. Not at all.
Like, they have no animosity towards Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle has no animosity towards them. This makes zero fucking sense. If you wanted to tell a good story and still keep the match, my vote was to have 2-5. Because if it's not like 3-5 made it any more believable.
Listen to me here. If you have to do the 2-5, it has to almost be a squash. And you have to kill Seth and Dean, because we've seen them face the bar and they're neck and neck with the bar. So when you add not only
the
one
Intercontinental champion,
another man,
the most,
to them,
and the two most unstoppable
man
forces,
to them, that's a burial. That's what that is right there.
And it should be. That's fine.
I would be okay with that as well. It's like, oh shit, and you don't even have to say Roman's sick. Have him in a pre-tape because they've had Bray Wyatt in pre-tapes. They're just like, you know, whatever with the Sister Abigail stuff. He's never been at TV for any of those. Have a pre-tape of Roman Reigns gets beat up before the event, or he fucking gets hit by a car. I don't care. Do something.
Rikishi's been gone for a while, bro.
And then go like, this is such a waste.
It's bad. This is real bad. And for
the,
all
the
I know,
the Bray Wyatt Finn Balor thing, by the way, like, might have saved it in the sense that, like, Finn Balor versus AJ Styles,
that's
going to
be a great match. But you just told a story for a month that is not going to have any resolution whatsoever, and now you have AJ Styles just randomly thrown into a match in which,
and
again,
also,
no
also,
feud.
Also, how about fucking Bray Wyatt looking like such a geek now? It's like, as soon as he gets possessed by Sister Abigail once.
He's sick.
Fucking.
Gets possessed once.
Yeah, gets possessed once, pulls out of a pay-per-view. What a fucking nerd.
This is, it's upsetting. I don't want to say that it's like a major problem for WWE moving forward, but to waste Kurt Angle when you don't, like, that's like a last option type thing. Like,
yes.
I understand because, and we were talking about this on the last show, about how this card is limited in terms of number of matches.
Yeah.
So you obviously, if you have Roman Reigns, who in Vince's eyes is, you know, the top star in the company right now, if he's out, then you got to replace him with a bang. Like, you can't just have, you know, a 2-on-5. You can't just replace him with a Jason Jordan or someone of that caliber. I don't know.
But also, just do it. I don't give a fuck who you pick. Do an angle with him. Don't be like, and here's the fill-in. Do something at the pay-per-view where it's like, Seth and Dean are like, we should find a third man. Like, Roman would want us to find a third man tonight, as if he was in fucking heaven or something. It's just, how do you announce it like this? This is the most underwhelming thing. And around WrestleMania season, I was hearing rumors when Seth got re-injured by Samoa Joe. I believe it is, yeah.
Okay.
It might not be that I'm just talking out of my ass, but when Seth got re-injured by Joe when they did the Coquina Clutch,
yep.
I heard rumors at the time Kurt Angle might fill in. People were saying there's a chance Kurt Angle is going to fill in and actually face Triple H. So I wonder, it seems to confirm those rumors, at least, that they were thinking about it, if they're doing something like this, I feel like. But, like, Kurt Angle's first match back, and he's going to be put into a brutal TLC match?
And as a fill-in, I think that that's the worst part. I don't care so much about it not making sense storyline-wise. It's more that Kurt Angle, as a performer, as a legend in the business, deserves his return match to WWE to mean something.
It should be a singles match.
It should be a singles match. It should have a great storyline. It should maybe even have some historical perspective to it. Maybe it's Triple H. They have a lot of history together.
Yes.
Maybe it's Brock Lesnar. They put on one of the best WrestleMania matches of all time. It's anybody, anyone like that you could go through and be like, it doesn't even have to be a past opponent. Maybe it's someone, you know, what if it's Jason Jordan? What if the rivalry goes to that point where it's like, all right, now it's time to pass the torch, something like that. But as a fill-in with the Shield in a 3-on-5 TLC match in which he has no bad blood, no reason to join forces with the Shield, no reason to oppose these gentlemen on the other side, it's disappointing.
It's so disappointing.
It's so poorly managed.
You know what the word I would use is?
Desperate.
It's deflating.
It's desperate.
It's desperate. It's deflating. It's disappointing. It's rubbish and it's garbage and we won't stand for it.
But AJ Styles or Finn Balor is going to be dope.
Yeah, it'll be great. See you Monday.
Bye. Take me to the top.